Jesus, while in the human form, established to sense and sight the truth he presented. He set before the world the fact that there is no power and no presence in sin, sickness, bondage, or limitation. It is the vision of the Christ, the true knowledge, and with this vision, the Word will become flesh, will become humanly manifested. Christ is defined as, quote, the divine manifestation of God, which comes to the flesh to destroy incarnate error, close quote, or the belief in the flesh. If we attain and retain the mind of Christ, all things become new. Our concepts of all things become like Him, and therefore real, spiritual, and perfect. If we are looking out into the world and seeing sin, disease, death, hate, war, and destruction, we are accepting into consciousness another Creator, and thereby breaking the first commandment and every commandment. To look out into the universe of divine ideas and see everything God made and pronounced good is spiritual perception, is eyes, sight. Because this God mind expresses activity and life, my body, being the expression or manifestation of God mind, must function perfectly. Since there is one mind, one man, one organ infinitely expressed, there is one infinite mind functioning perfectly. What seems to be the functioning of the organs of our present so-called body is the functioning of the God mind reflected infinitely. There is no matter body as mediumship between God and His image and likeness, between principle and idea. Our false human concept of organs and functions never interferes with the harmonious activity of the divine, any more than the striking of a false note on the piano interferes with the principle of music. The Christ mind supplies what the mortal mind lacks and what the human man needs, and shows him how to use that supply. It comforts the perturbed consciousness and annihilates its fears. Fears caused by its own ignorance of God and His creation. It destroys darkness because Christ is the, quote, light of the world, close quote. The word Christ should not call to thought any personality, because Christ is just as impersonal as God, just as eternal, just as infinite, just as true, just as ever-present and all-powerful. So is man, God's likeness, just as impersonal, just as infinite, just as eternal as Christ. The law of Christ makes every law of God humanly possible and ever operative in human affairs. Quote, the divine mind, not matter, creates all identities, and they are forms of mind, the ideas of spirit apparent only as mind, never as mindless matter, nor the so-called material senses. Close quote. The disciples brought to Jesus two loaves of bread and a few fishes, all they had available for food for the 5,000. Jesus' conception was just the opposite of their limited one. He knew that the loaves and fishes were infinite ideas, infinitely expressed. And he knew also that each one of the multitude, being the conscious identity of the one infinite mind, included, therefore, everything they needed. And it was expressed even as the loaves and fishes were. The multitude was ignorant, however, of their oneness with God, of infinite mind, of infinite supply, and were not aware that they identified infinite substance, the substance of life, truth, and love. To them, the loaves and fishes were separate from their consciousness, and they thought they had to attain them humanly in order to have them. To the multitude, the supply was material and limited. The vision of Jesus was spiritual and unlimited, and above the human sense and its limitations. The very need that the disciples and multitude considered material and limited, Jesus knew as divine and unlimited, the abundance promised to all God's children. To Jesus, food was a divine idea identifying divine substance, and could be increased, doubled, or multiplied wherever he was according to the need. Even though the place was in the desert, he ordered them to sit on the grass to eat. There was no desert in Jesus' consciousness, and no lack. He saw food as a spiritual idea, universal, omnipresent good, and right at hand. Those who were with him undoubtedly saw only their false concept of the loaves and fishes. To the materially minded, all is material. And to the spiritually minded, all is spiritual. The trouble is not with things, but with the lens through which they are seen. There is only one thing present, and that is the idea of soul. Just where the material object seems to be is the idea in divine consciousness. People believe that their bodies are material and may be diseased. The finite material sense of body involves suffering. But we are taught in Christian Science the fact that man is, quote, the compound idea of God, including all right ideas, close quote. Divine ideas are eternally active, ever living, ever conscious, and in the harmony of divine body, ever coordinated. There is only one fact about body, the embodiment of divine ideas, namely, that it is spiritual substance, life, truth, and love. God gave you dominion as part of your being. So claim it. Exercise it. Let it be ever operative in your consciousness. Let it be a law of expulsion and annihilation to everything unlike God, Spirit. Man is the full expression of God's activity. He is omnipresent activity. Where are you? Ever present in divine mind. In miscellaneous writings, Mrs. Eddy writes, quote, "It was Jesus' approximation to this state of being that made him the Christ Jesus, the Godlike, the Anointed." Close quote. He is divinely mental and expresses all of the wholeness and completeness of God. There is not God and something else. God is all.